This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
I'm Dan Cushell with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. No school at Vista Ridge High School after a number of fights on campus and other escalating behavior. A parent wanting to stay anonymous to protect the child's safety says video circulating on social media shows students violently fighting with each other on school grounds.
My child stated was that there were up to at least four fights just on Friday alone. I asked my child if he would consider moving schools because of this, and he said yes.
Dr. Jason DeLee, principal at Vista Ridge, sent a message to parents yesterday addressing those concerns, but details regarding the nature of those threats have not been released. And a passenger on Southwest Airlines plane traveling from Colorado Springs to Phoenix facing federal charges after jumping out of a plane onto the tarmac. It happened as Flight 4236 was pulling up to the south gate of Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport on Saturday. 30-year-old Daniel Ramirez was booked on two felony counts for trespassing. Colorado is now one of at least 17 states that are now reporting cases of the Omicron COVID variant. Governor Jared Polis telling ABC's Martha Raddatz on Sunday he'll be watching the data and continuing to urge residents to protect themselves.
We want to see how well the vaccinations hold up. As far as the data that we have to date shows, the most effective way to prevent Omicron or any variant is simply to get vaccinated and then to get boosted 6 months later. And we're encouraging all Coloradans to do that.
As far as the numbers are concerned for COVID-19 cases in El Paso County, they have increased this past week up about 300 cases compared to the prior week. There are about 50 fewer cases this past week in Pueblo County. Fremont County also saw a small dip in cases with 14 fewer cases week to week. Teller County also following a similar trend. Pueblo police investigate a deadly stabbing in the city over the weekend. The incident happened in the 2700 block of Sitter Place near Mountain View Cemetery. According to reports, the victim was stabbed multiple times and taken to a local hospital where they later died. It does not appear that any arrests have been made in the case. Those are our top stories. I'm Dan Cushell on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
Clouds and sunshine will continue for southern Colorado for the duration of this afternoon. Overnight tonight will be in the teens and 20s across the region. Some areas in the 30s across I-25. We'll wake up with some cloudy skies for the morning time frame on Tuesday. Highs only in the 40s for the afternoon hours, and expect those dismal conditions to clear as we move through the afternoon hours on Tuesday. Otherwise, cloudy and chilly. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.